A proposition on tomorrow's ballot for Onondaga County voters would transfer control of the Jamesville Correctional Facility from the county executive to the sheriff's department. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the move is meant to save money and was approved by the county legislature.
The sheriff's department already oversees the Justice Center in downtown Syracuse. Sheriff Gene Conway says Onondaga is the last county in New York State to operate its jails under two separate administrations.
We are unfortunately either full or almost full in our facilities most of the year, so it's a concern going forward about how do we maximize the efficiencies that may be available in both facilities so that we can avoid costs.
Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney says having the two jails come together under the sheriff will allow for more flexibility. She says the Justice Center can be overcrowded and yet still have empty beds.
And it's because we can't house women with men. So we will have a few women and a lot of empty beds in their pod in the public safety building. With smaller pods at Jamesville, we can minimize that waste of beds and avoid having to send people out to other counties, which is a lot more expensive.
When jails are full, Onondaga County pays the daily rate to an adjoining county to house inmates. Conway says in a month's time, with fewer than 20 inmates boarded out, Onondaga County was charged almost $30,000. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.